Oh, very good. Now we can definitely start. Okay, Rabbi Isai, we're going to start the shir. Tonight's shir, as always, Leila Nishmas, Rav Shimshon Chaim, Nachman Michal Nachmani. The Torah that we learn, his Torah that we're learning, should be Leila Nishmasai. Okay, so we have in this week's Sedra the following. The Pasuk tells us, after we learned about the Pashas and the Darim, the Pasuk tells us, Vayidav Hashem Moshe Lema, Kosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Nikoim nikmas b'nei so meisam midyonim achat te'osef ha'amecha. I'd like you to take nekoma, to take revenge of b'nei Yisrael from the midyonim, and after that, you will pass away. So he brings a medrash, the Shemeshim, where the medrash says, Yamdenu Rabbeinu, on this process is Yamdenu Rabbeinu, kama tkiyas toikim Erev Shabbos. How many tkiyas do we blow on Erev Shabbos to stop the people from melacha, gilavat lo melacha? Kach shon Rabbeinu say, shloisha tkiyas Erev Shabbos. There were three tkiyas in Erev Shabbos. Ketzad, chazna, knesset, noit, chatzoysos, v'oyle, legag. He brings over here how many tkiyas. It's actually interesting. There's Gemara Naflam, I was looking for it, I found it finally. Lamed heyomed base in Perekbam Emad Likin. You'll find a Gemara over there that says, shesh tkiyas toikim Erev Shabbos. The first one to stop the people from Malacha, Shavasodis. The second one to stop to people in the city, Chanuyos, Shlishis Ladik Slaneh. That's Rav Nosson holds. Rav Yudah Nosson says, Shlishis Lachlitz Tvilin. And then he waits a little bit, and Tokea, Maria of Tokea, and then Shabbos comes, whatever. There's a shayla of how many tekiyas. But basically, what the Medrash is telling us, based on this pasuk of Nikoim, Nikmas, B'nai, Soim, Eis, and Midyonim, we're trying to figure out how many tekiyas we need to blow in order to tell the nation, to tell people that Shabbos is coming, and we say three tekiyas. So you ask the question, the obvious question, you know, we'd call somewhere else a medrash plia. What does one have to do with the other? Nikoim nikmas b'nei yisrael meisam midyonim teaches you how many tekiyas, and now is the point to discuss how many tekiyas we need in order lahaftas ama melacha. So what's the pshat? Chazal Shemesh said a very interesting idea, very interesting word over here. He says the following. There's a shach al Torah and in the Medrash that says Milchemes Midyon was a special type of milchama. It wasn't the regular kind of milchama. It was a milchama that was done through Ness entirely. That means it's not like Klal Yisrael came, they took swords and they took spears and they took shields and they stood and they had to fight combat, you know, real combat as they used to do it, hand-to-hand combat. Rather, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the following. You should find yourself Aydaba Mashalom Lema. Mashalani says to people, Hey Choltsu Me'itcham Anoshim La'tzava, take from you people for the tzava, V'yiyu Al Midyon. They will be on Midyon. Losses Nikmas Hashem in Midyon. What does it mean? V'yiyu Al Midyon. V'yilochamu in Midyon. They should find with me. V'yiyu Al Midyon. They should be by Midyon. What do you mean you're going to be by Midyon? So you showed up the Mechama. I'm here. Oh, Shkoyach, I'm glad you've come. V'yiyu Al Midyon Zokt the Shach ala Torah, Pshat is that you are midin kloima. All you have to do is you have to put yourself there, show that you're coming b'derech hateva. But be'etzim, there was no milchama that was being done through these people at all. Klal Yisrael did not make a milchama. They came, literally, as they say, they came, they saw, they conquered. But here it really meant they came, they saw, they conquered. They came, not they came, they fought and they conquered. They came, everybody saw them, they conquered, finished. Klal Yisrael took over Midyan without even having to fight anybody. And he brings two riots. He says, number one, the Targum says, when it says, Vayitzbu al Midyan in Pasuk Zayin, the Targum says, Vizchayolu al Midyan. Vayitzbu means a chayolu al Midyan means, Kalama shloy osu la haris lam chayolim chayolim. They came with chalolim. They came with a, not chalolim, chayolim really. They came with legions of troops. All these troops came together and they stood there against Midyan and that was it. And then it tells you they killed everybody. It says, Malchim Midyan, they killed as Evi, Vesrekim, Vesur, Veskur, Vesreva, Chamesh and Malchim Midyan, they killed. Why have to tell me, Bil Me'ar Harg B'Charif? So Rashi tells us he was flying in the air and they were flying with him and that to show him the tzitz and that brought down. But he says, the Zer Shushan is into Sandezach. It's Bilam Memar Harg B'Charv. He was the only one that had to kill with a knife. Everybody else, Benes. They didn't, nobody else needed to get killed, B'Charv. Only Bilam Memar was killed, B'Charv. So says, Now Yaakov goes, oh, who'd seen that you know that there was, you know, there was a nest. I don't know. It's an interesting question. Interesting, because Vayav goes, if it was done al derech nest, so how come they didn't kill the nekevus also? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted all the nekevus to die, if they're just walking through, then the nekevus should die also. But they're not in the Shnei Shem Shun Shtikl. He's quoting this B'Shem the Shach. He's in the Shach says, Mechemes Midian, Lo Yotzuch Nechli Zayin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was only B'Yuan Midian. That's what he says. And therefore, when you look now at Mechemes Midian, the following says, it says the following. It's actually in Pasuk in Parshas Pinchas. The Pasuk in Parshas Pinchas says, "Vaydav Hashem Moshe Leima." This is Perek Chof Hey Pasuk Yud Zayin. Tzoroires Hamidyonim Vihikesem Oisam. Right? Le'ayev Oisam. Tzoror means to make them into your enemies. Tzoror, and he says over here, it's like Zoch Hashem. It's the same build. As far as the grammar goes, loshen hoyve aleichem le'ayev oisom. What does it mean? Tzororis amidyonim. Why is it tzororis? It says tzor or tzoras amidyonim. What's the double reish? Zogt the Gemara in Shabbos that it came lehatulehem lasas milchama zois be'ezi yom shiyirtzu. That you are allowed to now do milchama was a question. When can I fight against midyonim? What day do I start this milchama? Can I fight anytime? Zok the Pasuk, yeah. Tzororis amidyonim. You want to go out to fight on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, fine. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, also okay. Any day you want, you can go and you can fight against them. And that's what it says, tzoror. I asked the Gemara, that's not from the Gemara. The Gemara says that ain't tzoron al ayaretz b'chus m'shloshe yomim. The halacha is, there's a few things that he says over there that have 3 days. So one of the halachas he brings over there in Masechta Shabbos and Daf Yutes is, you're not allowed to start a battle less than 3 days before Shabbos. Same Cain, why do we give them a special het over here to make battle against Midyan on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday? L'choyra, the Torah says, you should not be allowed to, the Gemara says, the halacha is you're not allowed to fight on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. You're not allowed to start a battle on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So why are you starting a battle then? So because the Paul successor. No, so what's so important to start the battle then? Because there's a difference, a chilik between Milchemes Rishus and Milchemes Mitzvah. Meaning to say, a Milchemes Rishus, which is described in Rashi over here, not here, but we have it in other places, but Milchemes Rishus HaKos Medav, for example, Kiseitz al Milchoma al Oivecho. Right? So it says that's talking about Milchemes Rishus. You're going out stamp to take over more territory, not because the Baruch Shalom told you to go out Milchoma. You want more territory, you want to conquer more space. So, Milchemes Rishus, Kiseitz al Milchoma, you want to go out in the Milchoma, the Halachas. One of the halachas involved in this halacha of you are not allowed to go, he says, Milchemes Rishus, is that even though you're allowed to go out to Milchemes Rishus, you're not allowed to go out to Milchemes Rishus Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. You're not allowed to start the Milchama then. You have to start the Milchama earlier than then. That's okay. But from those days onwards, you're not allowed to start the Milchama, Milchemes Rishus. Milchemes Mitzvah, you're allowed to. What's the chiluk between a Milchemes Rishus and Milchemes Mitzvah? Why by Milchemes Rishus am I not allowed to start the war on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday? By Milchemes Mitzvah, I am allowed to start the war then. So it says, if somebody started up with you, for sure you'd be allowed to, any day you're allowed to. As soon as somebody starts up, well, that's a question of Pikuach Nefesh, you're allowed to fight back. So what we're talking about, we're starting. So what's the what? Why Yisrael, why don't you wait till after Shabbos? So Zok the Zer Shemushim, because Ein Lahach Mitzvah is a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to kill Oyvei Hashem. There's a mitzvah that you have to kill out the enemies of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that mitzvah will take over this halacha that says Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you shouldn't start a battle. Where it's a Mechemes Mitzvah and you're fighting against the enemies of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're allowed to start the battle even Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. You would be allowed to do that. That's what he says. And therefore, ask the Zer Shemushim the Kasha, why do you need a Pasuk of Tzoros HaMidyonim? This is Mechemes Mitzvah. Why did I need a special Pasuk to tell me it's mutter to start this Milchama on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday? Of course it's mutter to start Milchama Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. It's Mechemes Mitzvah. Sure, shouldn't be allowed to start the Milchama on those days. What do I need a special Pasuk of Tzoros HaMidyonim for? Zokt the Zer Shemushim. It's possible to say that maybe within this Milchemes Mitzvah, there was also a little issue that made it slightly less of a mitzvah. What's the issue that takes this machemes mitzvah and brings it down from being a bigger mitzvah to a smaller mitzvah? Because the pasuk says, "Achate osef elamecha." After you kill the Midyanim, Moshe Rabbeinu, you're going to die. So then, maybe it's not as big a mitzvah, because within this milchama that you're waging, there's also a downside. There's not only a side, a positive side. You're killing the Oyvei Hashem. Correct, you're killing the Oyvei Hashem. But with killing the Oyvei Hashem, you're going to cause also that the Oyev Hashem, not Oyev, the Oyev Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu, will be killed through that. So therefore, Efshe, you might have thought, you cannot start the Melchama before Shabbos. Because it's not as much as a mitzvah as a normal Melchamas mitzvah. Zok the Torah, Tzoroires HaMidyonim. I'm giving you a special heter. Minastam, you wouldn't have known it. You wouldn't have known just because it's a Melchamas mitzvah, because it's not a complete mitzvah as it normally would be. Has the Torah has to come and give you a heter, Tzoroires HaMidyonim, that here, Im Kol Zeh, you might not think it is a real heter. I'm telling you, it is a heter. You are allowed to start Melchama on Shabbos. Thank you so much. So ask the Zera Shimshin, Im Kain, I have a question. If it's taka such a thing that the death of Moshe Rabbeinu, if the death of Moshe Rabbeinu is taka toli on this Melchama, what makes a Melchama mitzvah? Maybe taka it's not Melchama. If we had to say Tzororos HaMidyonim, so how does this, so where, why do we need a heter? Why does the Torah give us a heter over here? We should say, Taka, the Torah shouldn't give you a heter, because Moshe Rabbeinu is going to die from that Mechoma. So it's not so good. So why are we doing it? Zokteh. This Mechoma was different than all the other Mechomas, because this Mechoma wasn't through fighting. If you remember, we said early on from the Shach, they didn't fight this Mechoma. They just went out to Mechoma, they didn't have to fight. And he brings, if you look in Beis Yosef, he brings the Rif, the Rambam, the Rosh. Why are you not allowed to start a fight within 3 days of Shabbos? Stam? What is this halacha? That I'm not allowed to start Mechamas Rosh within 3 days of Shabbos. Zok, the Beis Yosef, Hashem, the Rif, the Rambam, the Rosh. The reason is, because when you start a war, you're nervous. You're worried. You don't feel calm. You don't have Menuchas HaNefesh. You won't be able to eat. You'll be in a mass of a paranoia. And we don't want that. He says, Mishum tirdu pachta de liba. But after 3 days, you're already in the matzah, so then you can move on. Therefore, if you start a mechom on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, mechemes reshus, you'll be nervous. Come Shabbos, you won't be calm. It's going to ruin your Einik Shabbos. You start Melchom on Tuesday or on Monday, you'll have 3 days. By Thursday, you'll be finished. By Friday, you'll be finished. Come Shabbos, I'll be able to manage Shabbos. It's unbelievable, the Torah, you know what the Torah wants from us. You're in Melchoma, the Torah still expects a certain amount of Einik Shabbos. That Shabbos should still remain Shabbos. So he says, by all other Melchomas, there's such halacha of 3 days. But in this Melchoma, if I'm not fighting a battle, if all I'm doing is stepping up and they're all going to die anyway, so there's no pachad alev. There's nothing to fear. There's nothing to be nervous of. There's nothing to be worried about. Because the worry is the fact that I have to stand up with my swords and everything and I'm ready to fight them and I'm ready to battle them. That's very worrisome. But where I don't have to battle, where I don't have to fight, where I just show up and it happens on its own, Zokteh, then there's the fear factor automatically gets brought down. And therefore, even though this is not really the maximum milchemes mitzvah you can think of, because there's a drawback in the mitzvah in the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu is going to die, and therefore, maybe I should not be allowed to start the Melchama within 3 days of Shabbos. Says, is there a Shibishin? But because the war was fought in supernatural means, it wasn't fought with knives, and it wasn't fought with swords, and it wasn't fought with spears, it was fought through HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In Cain, the whole reason of the 3 days doesn't apply. If the whole reason of 3 days doesn't apply, then I'm allowed to start the Mechama within 3 days of Shabbos. So that's why Tzororos HaMidyonim is teaching me I'm allowed to start within 3 days before Shabbos. So what's the Chiddush? Because it's not such a big mitzvah. If it's not such a big mitzvah, why am I allowed to do it in the first place? Because I'm not finding a proper battle. I'm not finding a proper war. Zok the Zashimshin Im Kain, if they didn't bring any weapons, why did they bring chatzotzos? I'm not sure where he sees that they brought chatzotzos. But he says, why did they bring chatzotzos? Why did they bring trumpets? If you don't have weapons, you don't need the trumpets either. Sometimes, you know, you have the trumpets. You read about the trumpets later on in Pashas Shoftim. You got the Mechama, the Sir Mahem. They're going to make the hooves of the, you know, they're going to make noise. When they made noise, it scared people. You know, the army used to make a big noise just to scare people, to get people worried about them. He used to blow the trumpets, and he used to have the hooves, and he used to clank the shields together. He used to sound like very, very scary. So he said, but if I'm not doing a real mechama, if I'm not doing a real war, if I'm not going out with a sword, I'm not going out with a spear, so what did you, you know, you're going out to war, what did you take with you? Nothing. Nothing? No, we took trumpets. Well, you're playing music as you're walking along? Who needs trumpets? What do you need the trumpets for? Zok de Zer Shimshin, I'm about to finish my shiur, just hold on. Zok de Zer Shimshin. The trumpets are there to blow lispal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But here, there's no pachat, because we're just going straight through what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing for us. So why do I need the trumpets? With these trumpets, you need to blow when Shabbos comes in. That's what you need them for. Because I don't need them for the war. Because the war was already ma'al derech hateva anyway, as we proved to you before. If the war is ma'al derech hateva, so who needs trumpets? It's like, Enochanami, I don't need trumpets for the war. Because if I don't need swords, I don't need spears, I don't need trumpets. But Shabbos is going to come. So bring along the trumpets to tell everybody Shabbos is coming. Zok l'der Shimshin. Now you can understand that. Zok the Medrash, Nekoyim Niklas Mnei Yisrael. But we saw the Misa Moshe Rabbeinu's Toli in this. So it wasn't such a big mitzvah. So I'd have to say Tzoros HaMidyonim to say, even though it's not such a big mitzvah here, we're going to allow you to go out to war and to battle against them anyway, because you're going to fight Alpi Shelo Alpi Derech HaTeva, Alpi Nes. And that's the heter. That's why I say Tzoros HaMidyonim, because even though it's not a full mitzvah, we still have to fight that battle. Oh, but why do I need a trumpet? So there, that's how we know that the trumpets are necessary for Shabbos, because they weren't necessary for the Mechama. So if they're not necessary for the Mechama, you need them for Shabbos. That's a pshat over here that the Zeh Shemeshin says. I'll just finish off by mentioning one short machshava. You know, in next week's Haftarah Pashas Chazoyim. Correct. So there it says the following. That's the one, Moshe. That's the one. Yeah. You won't continue to bring a mincha that was sort of worthless. Ktaris Te'eva Hili. The Ktaris was a Te'eva, it was an abomination. Chodesh Veshamas Kroy Mikro La Yuchalom Matzara. Your Chodesh, your Moyadim, Son of Nafshi. I hated them. How you Alai the Turk? They were like a pain. They're lacing their side. I don't want to carry them anymore. I don't have to deal with this anymore. So we see over here that, you know, part of the Haftarah of the Churban tells us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm not happy with the way you're doing Shabbos. I'm not happy with the doing the Moyadim. I'm not happy with the way you're doing Rosh Chodesh. And part of what makes the difference between one type of Shabbos and the other type of Shabbos is those Chatzotzos. The preparation that you put in. You blow the Chatzotzos and say, Rabbi Tzai, come time to make Shabbos. When you say the three things, you say, Yisartim, Eraftim, Hadliku, Sader. You prepare the house for Shabbos. When you come into Shabbos with the preparation, that's really what these chatzotzos are for. You come into Shabbos with the preparation, it's under Shabbos. It's not Hoyolai L'Torach, not for us. And if it's not Hoyolai L'Torach for us, 5 minutes after Shabbos, gotta rush, gotta do this. Don't rush into Shabbos. Because that makes it look as like a Torah. I get everything else done on Friday. Friday's like the day that I've nothing else on. So I pull every drop I can out of Friday, and with 30 seconds to spare, I come out of the shower and make it into shul. So So he said, no, you bring the chatzotzos, you blow the chatzotzos, you blow it and you say, we're getting ready, now it's time to get ready, be ready earlier, be ready in a way that, you know, it shows that Shabbos has a chashivus. And if Shabbos has a chashivus, if we learn that from here, from the Zeh HaShimshon, again, as we said, Le'ele Nishmas, from Shimshon Chaim, and Menachem Michal Nachmani, who teaches us over here about the importance of these chatzotzos and what we can learn from these chatzotzos and to prepare for Shabbos with these chatzotzos, so that amidst Hashem, we shouldn't have to come onto this haftar of Chazoin, which says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says so terribly, Hoyu alai l'torech, faket, it shouldn't be l'torech, the Rav Shum, should look at our Shabbosos in a very good way, and Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba, you get to Me'ein Olam Haba from there. It's Shabbos.